did she get in the bed with me? Golly, I ain't got no clothes on. Where did my clothes go? She ain't got no clothes on either. Stop it. Stop it. Because contrary to popular belief, it was a step-by-step process that you thought through and approved before you acted. Right. People don't sin because they don't mean to sin. People sin because they want to. They want to. And have you ever... What am I saying? God, just help me. Just two scriptures and we out of here. Wait, wait. Mercy. Jesus said, I got to be like you so I can understand what you do. And so he says, I understand that. Don't come to me like that. I done been there. Who you think you're talking to? I've been there. Who you think? Wait a minute. I've been there. And so he says, I'll show you mercy. Get up. Get out the bed. I'll show you mercy. Now, he couldn't do that if he hadn't been there. Not in the bed, but the temptation. Now, follow me carefully now. Follow me carefully. It's like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe he's saying what he said. Watch, 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 watch. Verse 18. For in that he himself hath suffered, being what? He is able to succour them that are... Now, watch this now. Verse 18 in the Amplified. For because he himself in his humanity has suffered in being tempted, he has suffered in being tested, and he has suffered in being tried. He is able now. He is able immediately to run to the cry of assist, relieve those who are being tempted and tested and tried and who therefore are being exposed to suffering. In other words, he says, you know what? I understand the pressure of this temptation. Now, go to Hebrews chapter 4. Somebody says, really, does he really understand? What he's trying to tell us is, I don't want you to think you're the only one know what it feels like to go through this temptation. I know, because I've been there. I know the pressures of being tempted. Look what he said in Hebrews 4, verse 15. Read verse 15 out loud. Ready? Read. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are. Now, not tempted with the same things that we're tempted, but the same things we go through in temptation. You understand? I'm sure Jesus didn't have any problems with fornication. I'm sure Jesus was tempted in the same way that we're tempted, and I'll show you that in a moment, too. But look at the Amplified. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feelings with our weaknesses and infirmities and liability to the assaults of temptation, but one who has been tempted in every respect. Boy, that's pretty strong, isn't it? Every respect pretty much means every respect, right? Everything that you could possibly go through in temptation. He's tempted in every respect as we are, but here's the glory of it, yet without sin. Okay, so wait a minute now. So you mean to tell me it is possible not to sin? You mean to tell me it is possible not to sin? Jesus says, oh, I can show mercy. I've been there. And notice, go to Luke 22. He's been there in a way we haven't. I'm getting ready to show you. He's been there in a way we haven't been there. Luke chapter 22. I tell you, I know you love Jesus now, but after you see this, you're going to love him more. You're going to love him more. Why? I know you're tired of going through that same weekly guilt, that same weekly condemnation, same weekly thing, that one more time equals one more time equals one more time equals one more time. Now you're stuck in something called lasciviousness. That is when you lose restraint or you don't know where the brakes are to stop. Now watch this. Verse 42. Here's the temptation in 42. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane. Most theologians call this the Garden of Agony. And there was great agony.